Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Stocks are back down today. Some investors are worried a recession might be coming. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox interest rates should be brought down.
The underlying fundamentals of the U.S. economy are solid as a rock. All we need to do is get the Fed, basically, to get the right interest rate policy.
One big loser on Wall Street today, Macy's stock, down around 16% after a disappointing earnings report. No jail time, but the rapper A$AP Rocky is found guilty of assault in Sweden. He had claimed the fight with two men who'd fought him from a bar was self-defense.
He also said one of them picked a fight with one of his bodyguards. The court said they were, quote, not in a situation where they were entitled to self-defense. All three face no prison time in Sweden unless they commit a similar crime there in the future, and all were released earlier this month and have returned to the U.S.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a heat advisory and a heat index of over 105. Not out of the question. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible, maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public School leaders are discussing school safety after last week's shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School. No one was injured in the incident. They say school safety plans differ from school to school based on location and school entryways. A Montgomery County man has been sentenced to 317 years in prison. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Kirsten Reese was sentenced for the 2016 kidnapping, robbery, and attempted murder of a Montgomery woman. His co-defendants are awaiting trial. And nearly 30 animals were seized from a Dadeville home, and now several people are facing animal cruelty charges. Police say many of the animals were malnourished, and one of the dogs showed signs of mange. Dadeville police have made 4 arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything felt so right.
I just spent the last minute defending myself for this song choice, but
nothing could go wrong.
Now this song's fire, I can't help it.
No, I can't.
Where she gets that right there. All right, Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 a.m. to your daily scheduled nooner. My daily scheduled nooner today is going to be at Midtown Pizza Kitchen because I am A, starving to death, and B, getting report after report via cell phone.
So hungry.
About how wonderful that special is this week. And I've been assured, Baron, you can't taste the Yardbird. It actually adds to the dish. It doesn't detract from it. So I am going this week. You're going to see Baron Coleman do two things he rarely does. One is, he rarely eats chicken. And two is, he rarely opens up an hour immediately taking a phone call. Yet, Dave?
First time for everything.
Watch this. Who's this?
Hey, this is Scott. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Scott. How are you?
I think I'm a little bit behind. I've been listening to y'all on the app. I don't know how far behind I am. But are y'all still talking about the LGBTQ.
We can. Go ahead. I'm in. Bring it up.
I myself don't have a problem with it, mm-hmm. but to me, I think it would be safer for them to stay in a normal public school, because if you have them all gathered into one building, that's just an easy target for a hate crime, don't you think?
Wow.
I hadn't even considered that.
Coming with the
mass shooting take. I got it.
It's not a...
Yep.
I mean, it's not a dumb take.
Yeah, not a dumb take at all. That's an interesting take, my friend. I appreciate it. That's a good call.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, 272-9228. Who's this?
Hello?
What's your name? You're on the air.
Hello, you called me.
No, I didn't.
No, we did not call you.
I can assure you, this phone doesn't even dial out. Who's this? I can assure you, I didn't call him.
I got a hot take. I ain't got a hot take, but, you know, why would they want to isolate these kids? Whose idea? I mean, I know you're going to say whose idea it was, but that's a lot of pizza being slung around here lately. And for them to call it a pizza club and for them to want to isolate them, and you already say that they get looked down on and they have a lower self-esteem, that's the easy target, man. That's easy to sit a teacher in there and get close to them. And, I mean, and every one of them, you know what I mean, is a possibility. You know, they start a charge on them. Man, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Not in that kind of way. You know what I mean? I don't want to get picked on, but if they already got a little self-esteem and they're doing that and they're going to call it Pizza Club, I think we need to check into this ourselves. I mean, especially who's floating the check. But anyway, I don't know. That's just how I see it. You got me thinking about that, man. Do you see it that way?
I don't know. Randall, I'll be honest. I'm very deaf. And I turn your sound up in my ears all the way, and I still sometimes have a hard time following what you're saying. I usually wait for Dave to interpret.
Sorry,
I don't hear that well, Randall. I'm sorry. I really. That's why usually I'm like, wait, what?
Well, this them calling it Pizza Club and them trying to isolate somebody who's low, already, they say, on paper, have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
And it's easy to set a teacher in there to start, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Are we putting them at risk of being abused? Is that what you're asking?
Abused, easily, yeah.
And that very well could be. I do notice that in light of all the Pizzagate stuff from a couple years ago, if I had some organization targeting children, I probably wouldn't call it the pizza cart.
Wouldn't call it that.
I mean, I just wouldn't, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, people are sending emails about pizza-related maps. And no one knows what the hell you're talking about and assumes the worst. You guys both brought up, these are two back-to-back really good calls, things I hadn't even considered.
Yeah, I didn't consider it.
I didn't consider that they would be an easy target and someone say, hey, that's the gay school, let's blow it up or let's shoot it up. And I didn't consider, and that did happen at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando.
Yeah,
you
did,
had that crazed Muslim terrorist.
And the gay dude that shot the place up.
Yeah.
Shot up and
killed, oh, there goes Randall.
See you, Randall.
Killed 49 people. And I didn't consider what Randall just pointed out, that it might be a target for abusive people who are looking for young gay men to abuse. I didn't think about that. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a bad idea after all.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's complicated. That's the other thing, man, is that, like, I mean, obviously, we're in the take business. We have a radio show. But, you know, the answer to most everything isn't as simple, you know, as we might like to think.
Yeah, usually there's tougher answers than the simple.
Well, and there's usually third or fourth order effects I bet you that nobody, and I mean nobody that is, that we'll put it this way, I think that the people that are making this school or funding it or whatever, they think of it as a public good, and they are not
trying to do the right thing.
But they're not considering what that caller just brought up or what Randall just brought up, you know, right. That...
Yeah, you might be making sitting ducks out of
here. We might be making a target-rich environment here.
Right. Delta Hotel, you, sir, are on the air.
Well, sir, I just had a real quick question. I didn't hear all the conversation with the lady who you interviewed earlier, but if a charter school is indeed a public school, then how could they legally exclude non-LGBTQ students?
I don't think they can.
So then that kind of defeats the purpose if you're trying to segregate that
Listen,
group.
Man, but if you're an advocate, then you can go there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess, you know.
I don't know. I don't know legally if they'll be able to say, nope, you like chicks, you're out.
Yeah, and that's my point. If it's a public school, now you're talking public funding. Now, if they're private, yeah, go for it. You can exclude and include anyone you like, but... public, I just don't know how they could do that legally.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what the thing is on these charter schools. I actually, believe it or not, I've not spent a ton of time looking into the legalities of charter schools. I'm more concerned that about the fraud aspect on charter schools, because there's a tremendous amount of fraud. There's a reason scamsters and hucksters all want to go into the private school business.
Sure.
And Deion Sanders.
Sure.
And
exactly. But I repeat myself. There's a reason that charter schools are infested. The management and ownership and the people promoting charter schools, there is an infestation nationwide. Now, there are probably some decent people out there trying to do the right thing on charter schools, but there is so much fraud, waste, and abuse. So much. That you wonder if any of these charter schools are decently run. I mean, there's so many lousy ones. It's hard to find the good ones. But I don't know the legalities of it. For example, they'll say, well, there's a charter school aimed at underprivileged black youth. Okay, well, that's a great mission. That's a great thing because obviously that's a group that has historically been sort of left behind or at least forgotten or not given a lot of attention in America. There's a lot of need for people to do that. But does that mean if a white kid signs up, you have to say no?
And that's my point. And I don't know if you could legally do that receiving public funding.
Yeah, I don't know either, DH. I really don't.
Okay.
And I don't know the answer to that. Just because I haven't put the I've been so focused on the fraud of like this charter school Charlotte Meadows is open up here.
And that's
it's being run
point.
By some Muslim terrorist extremist or something. I mean, why?
God.
I mean, have you seen it?
No, I've not.
It's called Harmony Schools or whatever, which sounds nice and peaceful and all this. The guy who started this organization, who went into the charter school business, was a guy named Gulen, who is from Turkey. He's been labeled by the Turkish government a terrorist extremist.
Oh my God.
He lives in Pennsylvania, and now they're like, well, Gulen doesn't have anything to do with it. It's this other guy now out of Texas doing it. Yeah, he's the same guy. I mean, it's the same organization. It's the same people. He's also a Muslim. What, could she not find a single person who believes in Jesus Christ to run that school or manage that school? Or one person who said...
In Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, or just somebody who was like, you know, we don't really have a take on religion. We're a public school, after all.
Right.
Why go find the radical Muslim to run it? I've never understood. And Charlotte Meadows, to this day, has not given a single straight great answer on why she chose that particular organization, knowing the controversy.
Wow.
She just dismisses the controversy and acts like, eh, it's just people that don't like charter schools. No, radical Muslim terrorist designated by Turkey, a U.S. ally, a member of NATO, by the way. As a horrible
that's
person.
Shaky ground. Yeah, that's some shaky ground there.
Yeah, anyway. I'm not here to fight
call.
Charlotte Meadows and charter schools, whatever. Yeah. Hey, Dave, appreciate it. Good call.
Thanks.
We've got a load of good calls today, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
A load of good calls.
Mm-hmm.
People love the charter school stuff. I don't think every charter school is evil.
I'll say, well, again, it's one of those things that, like, there's some gray area there. There's some need for it, but there's also some, you can't make it so easy to have one that you flout the rules or kids don't learn or whatever.
Well, and not only that, if you're going to start a charter school in Alabama and it's the first of its kind in the area, don't pick the most controversial guy in the country who is affiliated with charter schools to be involved in it. Just say, sorry, you're out. Too much controversy. Next. I just don't understand it. 18 after.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Needs only one thing in life. Some flat land where he can pour down the hard stuff. This guy eats, sleeps, and breathes concrete. It's amazing. Every time you talk to him, hey, Tom, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? Yeah, I went to this restaurant. They had lousy concrete. Yeah, you could tell that you put the pencil down on the table and it just rolls away. Yeah, you got bad foundation. If I could have gotten in there... Hey, Tom, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go to a friend's house. Back patio sucks. I can't wait to get my concrete guys over there to... I mean, just constantly. You know, how'd you get over here? I drove on the road. You should have seen the curbing. It's all chipped and... Guy loves concrete.
Well, he can love concrete at your place. And if you get in touch with him, 284-9292, 284-9292, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you'll get him over there, he'll get you quotes fast. He's got great crews, some of the best crews of concrete professionals you've ever seen in your entire life. While he's there, ask him if he sees anything else that needs to be done. Because he may see things you don't even recognize that could be potential problems. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, on the web, pennyearn.co. PennyEarn.co or on Facebook, PennyEarn Concrete Technologies. Find them there. Debbie.
Hi. I wanted to tell you, Baron, you are so right. Do you like hearing it?
About what?
I'm not surprised if that's what you're saying.
You were talking about Jeffrey Epstein not making it out alive type thing.
Of course, that was the easiest prediction I've ever made.
Yeah. But, you know, it just come to mind. I had to give you the kudos. You were correct. He didn't make it. And I'm not going to say anything else except that I'm glad William Barr is saying, hopefully, he means it, that he's going to get to the bottom of this. So cross the fingers that's the truth. And we'll find out what happened. But anyway, that's not why I was calling.
Oh.
Back when President Clinton was up for re-election, I lived up in Clay County, Lineville, you know, that little community up there. And in Ashland, I actually worked at the chicken factory back then. I think it was Springfield. There was a lady who owned it who was a huge Clinton supporter at the time. The entire third shift was nearly all illegal Hispanics. They did an enormous bust. 311 people were arrested and hauled off. And nobody ever said anything. I never saw it in the papers. And maybe it was, but I never heard a thing about it. But it was kind of odd that they would do the bust the way they did when Clinton was trying to get reelected. So somebody must have been pulling something up underneath where Clinton didn't see it.
No, I don't know. I've not heard about that. This is all news to me.
That's what I'm saying. And I worked in that factory, so 311 is nearly the entire deboning section.
Sounds like a terrible section.
So. But anyway, I just thought I know. Hey, you want to hear what I actually did? I was a side checker.
Hey, I don't get paid for that. I do that every day. No one's ever given me a dime.
It's terrible.
Yeah, with your wife, no doubt. I understand, but anyway, that was my title.
Thigh checker?
Yes.
I'm a thigh checker, but I stay the hell out of the deboning department.
I know that's right. But anyway, hey,
they make pills for that, Dave.
That's what they say.
Oh, anyway, now we got a smile going. You have a great day.
Appreciate it. Hey, you're going to always win me over with talking about jobs at chicken factories if they're called
the thigh checker
and deboner.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining the deboning section is like a bunch of 430-pound women.
Oh, man. Quit where you're at.
You an early riser? You get up? Like, if you don't have to be anywhere, you sleep?
I don't necessarily sleep. But I don't necessarily get up and do things.
The Atlantic has a really, really cool piece that was out yesterday. Olga Kazan.
Yeah.
Staff writer at The Atlantic. Phenomenal author. The life of a person who wakes up really, really early. Termed extreme larks. Says extreme larks get up naturally when some people have already hardly gone to bed. Now, extreme lark is listed here as someone who wakes up naturally before 5:30 a.m., that's me.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Like, if I'm in bed at a decent time. Now, if I don't go to bed till midnight, I'll sleep till 6:30. But if I'm in bed at a decent time, 9:30, 10, 10:30, I'll get up before 5:30.
Why?
I don't. My body wakes up. What the hell am I supposed to do? I'm done. It says these are people whose bodies rouse them at 5:30 a.m. or earlier. Some even at hours. Others are just going to sleep. Early risers may be more common, according to a new study, than you thought. Luis Pacek, professor of neurology, University of California, California San Francisco School of Medicine, is the author of the study. And he teamed up with a guy named Christopher Jones from Utah, and they ran a sleep clinic. And over 10 years, they asked a bunch of people a lot of questions, and they figured out some patterns. And I love these kinds of studies. It's a rare thing, but it's not so rare that you wouldn't. I mean, it's not so rare that you'll never run across these folks.
Right.
But it talks about sleep phases, sleep cycles. Another thing they talk about, not in this particular story, but I actually was so fascinated, did some extra research.
Mm-hmm.
You're more likely to wake up naturally feeling refreshed if you're not, like if you sleep alone and the guy next to you doesn't jostle you.
Yeah.
And within like 30 minutes of waking up.
The guy next to you?
Oh, yeah, the gal next to you. You know what I mean. The person
you
next
know.
To you.
Freudian slip. Hey, dude, stop that.
Working at the deboning section again. No, but you know, they said, essentially, your last hour and a half needs to be uninterrupted.
Yeah.
If your last hour and a half is uninterrupted and you wake up naturally, or you wake up to an alarm, you're going to feel better than if, you know, 15 minutes before your alarm goes off, you know, your wife's poking you in the ribs with her elbow
if
as she rolls over.
If I don't sleep well at night, as long as I good sleep between about 3 and 6, I can function. That's like the time for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say that I love it, but like, I gotta get that.
I don't have trouble going to sleep either, typically.
It depends for me.
Rarely do I have actual trouble going to sleep.
I usually have.
But it's fascinating because people think I'm weird because I just wake up on my own early.
That's not why people think you're weird.
Go on.
I'm just saying.
Go on.
No, what I was is like a lot of times if I don't sleep, usually it's because like I stay. If I have trouble falling asleep, I stay up past the natural window of when I should have fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading or something. And then I'm, you know.
Really, 10:45 or 11 is my window. If I miss that, if I'm up at 11:30 or 12, I'm going to feel bad the next day, probably. If I'm asleep by 10:45, I'm going to have a fine day. I'm going to be up naturally at 5:15. I'll wake up. Like this morning, I woke up at 5:15. I'm fine. I'll be fine all day. And I did go to bed a little later last night than normal. But you know, I don't know. Sleep's weird. What the hell do we need to sleep for anyway?
It's a good question, isn't it?
You know, nobody knows the answer to that. Nobody knows the answer to that.
Correct.
Why the human body is designed to need sleep. What a vulnerable state you're in. You're just laying there, unconscious. Anything could happen. You know, a bear come in and cut you to pieces. You know, space aliens come and pick you up, take you away. Murdered by a warrior.
The Manson family, you know, busts into your house, you know.
But they were awake, weren't they?
A couple of them were, yeah.
Oh, I thought all of them were.
But like two of them were like chilling in the bedroom, like ready to go to sleep.
Quote unquote chilling.
Well, no, by themselves.
Oh. Why were they doing so many people in there if they weren't having a party?
Because like.
Only 9 people in there, weren't they?
No, there were four or five.
Well, that's more than is in my house.
But they lived there. Like, all of them lived there.
Oh, yeah. Roommates.
It's like a giant house.
I never understood roommates.
Well, like, I think this is one of them where, like, when your wife's 8.5 months pregnant and you're over in Europe scouting locations for your film, that you have friends that, you know, she needed people to stay with her.
It's still weird.
Super weird. The whole thing's weird, Baron.
Super, super weird. The recession may be officially underway. I've avoided talking about this because I don't want to jinx it, knock on wood. The 2- and 10-year curves have inverted for the first time in what, 12 years, going back to May of 2007. And we know what happened after May of 2007. What that means is your 2-year note is actually giving you a higher return right now than your 10-year note, which is a very weird posture for an economy to be. Means the short-term outlook is better than the long-term outlook. That's the people who bet on it saying things are going to get hairy here in the next couple of years. So we're moving our money.
You know, where they say that there's usually like a tail, or there's like a 6 to 20 month tail or something, like from when this happens, that then you hit the recession.
Yeah, it's
not immediate.
No, but we've been on a really unprecedentedly long growth spurt right now, and you have the entire nation's media talking down the economy and talking down Trump and talking down Trumpian economics and MAGA economics every chance they get. They are dying for a recession.
It's true. I mean,
these liberals can't get a recession fast enough.
I don't know if you watch Bill Maher, but he's been saying that. He's like, I'm rooting for a recession. And people come on there and they're like, so you're rooting for like people in America to lose money and
lose their jobs, you
know, right?
Commit suicide because,
like,
a lot of them do
whatever it takes to get Trump out of office.
Yeah.
Which I just I'm the type of person that whatever party you're in or whatever you believe in, like, you should always root for America.
Always.
Like, no matter what, you should root for the economy to be good, for your fellow citizens to be doing good, and all of that.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're a ghoul. And, you know, probably a terrible person.
This is funny.
Bill Maher's objectively a terrible person.
Boss comes in and says, you failed your drug test. And the guy says, there were poppy seeds on my bagel. And the boss says, so what about the weed and amphetamines? And they sort of look at each other for a second, and the guy says, it was in everything?
It's everything bagel.
Bagel.
What are you going to do?
This goes out to the USPS. I know a lot of you guys listen as you're delivering mail on a daily basis. My deepest and sincerest thanks. Congratulations for a great career. And thank you for what you do out in this brutal, blazing heat. The wind, the sleet, the snow, nothing stops the USPS from delivering that mail on time. And we thank you. We truly, truly do thank you. It is a true marvel that you can put a 50-cent stamp on a letter in Montgomery today, and it can be delivered downtown San Francisco 2 or 3 days from now. For 50 cents. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thank you, USPS.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a heat advisory and a heat index of over 105. Not out of the question. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible. Maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
County, and I drive the main roads, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire.
36 minutes after 11. We thank the people at the post office for working out in this heat. What about the linemen for Alabama Power Company and some of these others?
Keeping you cool out there.
I passed a bucket truck yesterday, messing around with a light pole. about 3 in the afternoon when the heat index was about 114. I swear I saw this guy's boots melting to the inside of that cherry picker, and I thought, better him than me.
I mean, like, my thought is that I don't care what kind of gloves or even, like, the hand talc or whatever. I would be sweating so hard that I couldn't get anything done.
Yeah, I would get electrocuted. I mean, I would be dead up there in there, and they'd say, well, he sweated to death.
Yeah, I mean, the miracle of air conditioning and the fact that they keep the power on at all times is pretty awesome.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com. You can call them, 356-1502. 356-1502. These guys are fantastic. It's easy to visualize what they do. I'm going to give you a nice visual technique here. I want you to pull open your wallet, and I want you to, like, grab maybe $400 or $500 in cash. Now, maybe $1,000. That's your monthly premium that between you and your boss, you and your employer, that's the monthly premium you pay for your employee benefits package. Let's say it's health insurance. Maybe you got a dental and a vision plan. Right? You pay a portion of that $1,000. Your employer pays a portion of that $1,000. What if instead of forking over $1,000, you guys only had to fork over $700, $800? What would you do with that extra $200 or $300 a month? Well, it's like $3,000 a year. After taxes, that's like $5,000 in a raise. Would you refuse a $5,000 raise or the chance at a $5,000 raise because you were sitting around and not making the phone call that I'm recommending you make? Call them today, 356-1502, 356-1502. Employers, employees, management, call them. There is a better way, I promise. There's a better way. There's a high, high likelihood you are overpaying for your employee benefits package as we speak. 38 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry is here. Baron Coleman is here. You guys are wherever you guys are. But we'll keep you informed and entertained. Ohio State has filed a trademark application. You want to know what they're trying to trademark, Dave?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You probably heard Ohio State players, coaches, fans, and even alums referring to Ohio State University as the Ohio State University. The university is trying to get a trademark on the letter, on the word "the." Trademark attorney Josh Gerben uncovered the trademark application for the word "the," filed by Ohio State University on August 8th. Schools planning on using the word on the front of shirts, hats, and other merchandise. They're trying to trademark one of the most common words ever, the definite article "the." The. What's the difference between "the" and "the"? There isn't one.
It's not. It's just how you pronounce it.
So it's "the" Ohio State.
Yeah, it's colloquial usage. So they say "the" because it sounds...
Because everyone says "the Ohio State University"? The Ohio State.
Well, because they're saying it's "the." It's like the only one. The Ohio State.
I'm going to call it an Ohio State University because there are other state universities in Ohio, like the University of Cincinnati.
Well, and there's Ohio, like, university.
The Bobcats.
There's Ohio, but there's, like... There's Ohio State, and then there's Ohio U, and then there's Miami of Ohio, there's Cincinnati, there's, that's what you just said, Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati.
I'm a Cincinnati fan.
Okay. Bearcats, huh?
Yeah.
Big Bob Huggins guy, huh?
Well, I was a Bob. I love Huggy Bear.
Great
coach. I like the Mountaineers now.
Nick Van Exel, huh?
Nick Van Exel, number 25. How many guards you see wear 25?
Good point.
Not very many.
Yeah, they had that out-of-the-blue Final Four run in, like, 90, 91, 92. Like,
A little later than that, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Early 90s.
Yeah, I remember that.
When you had Nick Van Exel, you can do that.
Right.
Yeah, I like the Bearcats. I've always liked them. It's a cool town, too.
But, I mean, there's, you know, there's Youngstown State. There's
I'm sorry, we're in the barbecue capital of the world, in my opinion, and Cincinnati, Ohio has the best barbecue in America.
What?
Montgomery Inn Barbecue is fire.
Really?
Yes.
Cincinnati, huh?
Only one place there. It's called Montgomery Inn. There's a branch on the river, and then there's one in the Montgomery area of Cincinnati. But so there's one on the extreme south of Cincinnati, one on the extreme north. I've eaten at both. Amazing.
What about chili? You go for their chili?
I love Cincinnati chili with that little bit of allspice and cinnamon, some cocoa.
What? So
noodles?
I would say very few.
Onions? Like, cheese?
That's not a super popular opinion.
Yeah, but I'm... Was born 2 hours from
now. No, I know. I'm just saying. I like it. But, like, people are always like, that's not chili. Chili with noodles isn't chili. It's good.
Let me tell you. When I make chili at home, it has allspice and cocoa and coffee and cinnamon and garlic, and it has noodles and
One
cheese.
Of the first times that I ever had that, my a dude that was like stationed with my brother-in-law, and he went to Xavier, mm-hmm. and he was like, I'm going to make chili, you know, y'all want to eat or whatever, and he was like, all right, so look, it's a little bit weird. You guys might think it's like spaghetti, but it's chili, but we put it on noodles, and I was like, you know, I'll try it. I thought it was good.
You should see the chili at my house. You get a big bed of noodles, and then I put the chili on top.
It, the funny thing to me
raw
is,
onion.
Well, here's the thing. The people that complain about it put their chili over rice.
Ugh! I mean, who chuts it over rice?
Who cares either way? They're both good. You're just getting a little bit of starch. That's all it is. I like chili over rice. I like chili over noodles.
I would eat it.
I like chili. Chili, pretty fire.
Yeah, I love chili. I would eat chili in hot. I mean, I'll eat 114 degrees. I'll eat chili.
Yeah. Chili's good.
Chili's excellent. It's got meat. It's got tomato sauce. You know the difference between spaghetti sauce and chili?
Not a whole lot.
Seasoning?
Yeah.
Seasoning. So why not put it over noodles? You can put spaghetti sauce over noodles.
Truth.
Yeah. I mean, take the Italian seasonings out and add the, whether you do Southwest chili or whether you do Midwestern chili, seasoning.
Beans in your chili? Yeah or nay?
If I do beans, it's navy beans because they're negligible.
Well, because kidney beans are...
Objectively the worst bean of all time.
Correct.
Kidney beans are like eating concrete stones.
Yes.
Tossed in. It's like softened up pond pebbles.
I used to beg my mom when she'd make chili because she always made it with kidney beans. I'm like, just please don't put them in there.
You know what I did? Put the beans on the side. Yeah. And anyone who wants to add beans to their chili can do it.
Yeah, but just not.
Yeah, but if you do noodles on the bottom and then a bunch of chili, some raw onion, and some cheese...
Cheddar cheese.
Yep. That's a fire chili.
Yeah, of course.
A great chili.
It's a good.
This call better be about chili.
Say, this is a good segment.
I'm so hungry right now. I'm going to annihilate that Midtown Pizza Kitchen special. Who's this? Nobody, apparently.
Didn't want to talk about chili. He didn't have a chili take, Baron.
Not everybody does.
Well, you know.
It's hard to have a hot chili take. Get it? BathInnovations.com, generous sponsors of the telephone lines here, the BathInnovations.com telephones, wide open. You got to talk, though, if you call. I can put you on hold, but then when I bring you in, you got to say something. 272-9228 is the number here, 272-9228. Also, 272-WACV, if that makes it easier for you to remember. Bath Innovations, their number is 271-2723, 271-2723. Easy to find. Everyone in town knows where the Home Depot is on the Boulevard. If not, you just got to Montgomery, and you'll be fine. You'll find the Home Depot on the Boulevard in like the next 20 minutes, I promise. It is dead set in the population center of town. There are as many people north, south, east, and west of the Home Depot on the Boulevard as there are in every other direction. It is the central point of the city of Montgomery, the Home Depot. You know what's on the other side of the East Boulevard from Home Depot? BathInnovations.com. Bath Innovations. Bath Innovations of Alabama. Get over there when you get a chance. They're in the Green Rooftop Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center, kind of around the corner. Get over there. You'll see this stuff in person. These are general contractors, not day laborers, not half-ass people just, you know, making their way through. These are legitimate, genuine general contractors who take the stuff all the way down to the studs, inspect for insect and water damage, and then rebuild your bath accordingly. They can do big jobs, they can do small jobs, little touch-ups, or whole bathroom makeovers. It's up to you. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. I got Dave Mowry sitting directly to my right. I'm Baron Coleman, and together we make up fantastic radio that you love. Extremely highly rated. I saw someone on Facebook trying to bash our ratings. I almost posted them. Almost.
They would be wrong.
But I got more discipline than that. We'll be back.
15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses farm.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $1.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come from Mississippi and down in Alabama, creeping like a fever all across the land. From deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it, they want to hear some more. It's the hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing the guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock.
I just learned something. Apparently Marty Stewart's coming to Montgomery. I had no idea, Dave. When is that? October 17th.
Oh, wow.
You know where I might be that night?
At Impact?
Watching Marty Stewart. I pulled up a little hillbilly rock. We started talking about Marty Stewart's mane, which is amazing, by the way.
Yes.
And
One of the best heads of hair ever.
Ever in entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first dudes, he was like, hey, Nelson, watch this. I'm going to go in and I'm going to go into the women's salon and be like, hey, can you give me the Dolly Parton cut, but like for a dude?
I think I compared it to, I don't know how much cocaine Marty Stewart has done, but I think he walked in with at least half a kilo on a mirror and said, I need a haircut to match this.
A picture of Rod Stewart from like 75, a picture of Dolly from like 82 and was like,
I want to be their
give me the cocaine equivalent of this.
I want to be their love child when they were both high on coke.
Yes, just F me up, fam. just go nuts. Look at this.
I love Marty Stewart. I will be there at that show. I do like Marty Stewart. He's a legend, and I had no idea he was coming to Montgomery, but I will find a way
to
make him there.
He's a legit legend.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And he can still tear it up. He was on the Country Music Awards maybe 6 months ago or so. And he was still
He's always like one of the band leader guys. He's like one of the dudes out there to like give ballast to the whole thing. Like he knows how to play every part and like tell you what key you're in and all that.
And you know what I like? And I got to do a spot. We got to get these phone calls. I like the Country Music Awards. They give a nod to the past.
Yeah.
The Pop Awards is all about today. All about today. Oh, Country Music Awards, they're going to bring Dwight Yoakam out, they're going to bring Marty Stewart out, they're going to bring Dolly Parton out, they're going to, and the crowd knows the songs, and the crowd goes crazy when they see them, they know who they are. It's a nod to the past. It's like every country music fan in Montgomery that listens to 98.9, mm-hmm. the Bama Country, which is the number one country station in town, our sister station, they also listen to Possum, because they play those old 70s, 80s, 90s cuts. And it's good music.
I probably listen to Possum more than any of the other stations on our whole network.
I probably do too, frankly.
I'm also to this 3 hours a day because I do the show.
Right.
You know.
That's plenty. I probably listen to Possum and more than half the time I'm in my car.
It's fire.
It's great. Great. Riley Manning painting also fire, because who doesn't want a Riley Manning hanging on all four walls, interior and exterior? Riley Manning can do any job, big job or small job. He tells me he'll work with you, too. Somebody wanted a whole house paint job, but maybe they weren't in a financial position to do it all at once. So he comes out there as they have time. Do a couple bedrooms, maybe do a wall, maybe do a living room, maybe do the kitchen, maybe do the exterior one day, the front or the back. And he's knocking it out over a couple years. They're going to knock out the whole house. That's Riley Manning. I'm talking about a guy who has, for more than 50 years, believed in the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete. And only after you are satisfied. So give Riley Manning a call, 799-1284. 799-1284, a doggone good guy. A doggone good guy. And a friend of mine, a true friend of mine. And I encourage you to call him. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com.
Lori.
Hey, honey, I got to weigh in on the chili.
Yeah, please.
I use...
seasoned black beans, seasoned white beans, seasoned pinto beans. I put in portobello mushrooms, red bell pepper, yellow bell pepper, orange pepper, onion. Believe it or not, sliced black olives.
I mean, this sounds good to me.
I would eat it. I wouldn't call it chili, but I would eat it.
Yeah, I might call it, you know, something else.
I might call it some Southwest soup or something.
Donkey slop.
Okay, my dad and my brother and my husband eat it over rice. I don't. I eat the chili bowl. Big chunks of really good beef.
Do you use steak or ground beef?
No, here's the key. The ground beef I use comes from a family farm in Florida where they butcher the cows here. And I mean, it is like the best beef I've ever had, because I never used to be a real big beef person. But,
now, hold on. I don't like talking about where my food comes from. I love a good steak. I love ground beef. I'll eat fish. But I don't really want to talk about
it. The only reason it matters to me...
I don't want to know that her name was Bessie before they slaughtered her.
I'm fine with it.
Well, here's my thing, is that I think when you get something that's factory farmed and humanely raised and humanely slaughtered, then you're putting all of those hormones that are released in that animal and all the chemicals and stuff they put in them in your body when you eat it. The more organic your food is raised, even if its name is Beth, the better it tastes. Anyway, that's my personal two cents on that. But you put cheese on top and fresh onions on top. Can't beat it. Make you want to slap somebody. And I got to add this, guys.
I want to slap people every day, even when I haven't eaten any chili. You know how many people I want to slap right now? I can name six off the top of my head.
You ever seen, what's the movie where Chris Rock becomes president? And, like, there's one funny scene, and it's Bernie Mac gets off this train, and a guy walks up to him, and he says, and he just, I mean, hauls back and smacks him harder than you've ever seen anybody get smacked. And that is what I want to do every single day of my entire life. If you ever wonder what I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking.
I want to give you guys a shout-out, because somebody said something on Monday, and then I wasn't listening yesterday. Apologize for that. But
it's okay. Somebody complained
about the first 2 hours of your program about the Jeffrey Epstein information you were giving out, and I'm not going to drag it on. But I am going to tell you this. There are listeners like me out there that appreciate the hard work that you put in. Knowing that information, and see, you informed me. I'm a well-informed woman because I'm listening to
Sweetheart,
an award-winning
honey, darling, talk radio. Let me ask you a question.
So you educated me for 2 hours, and I needed that.
You're telling me someone complained about the content on this?
He called in and complained to you guys. He was like,
terrible.
Oh,
just terrible.
Spent the first
oh, that was Red Top. That doesn't
no,
count.
No. It was Tom.
Tom doesn't count either.
Okay, but
I do this show for one caller only. It's Lori. She's on the phone.
And I thank you. I thank you for keeping me informed and keeping the truth, you know, coming down the pipes and letting me know. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori. Thanks for listening.
Lori, we appreciate the call. This is a great call.
All right. Bye.
I wouldn't mind trying that chili.
I would eat it, but that's
again,
not
like
chili.
You said, yeah, it's not necessarily chili, but it sounds pretty good.
About the fourth bean in, I was starting to question her sanity, and then she started going to bell peppers, and then she started going to, I mean, that's not chili, but whatever. I'll eat it.
Yeah,
I mean, you put enough cumin in there.
See, I'm not one of those people, though, that goes, that's not chili. That's not this. That's not that. Who cares?
No, that's what I'm, you know, I will still eat it.
You know, I'm just...
But I mean,
people get too purist about a lot of things, you know?
Yes, yes, I know. These are the people who don't like, for whatever reason, Chicago-style pizza.
They're not pizza.
That's a casserole.
That's fine. It's delicious.
Good.
It's amazing.
Good. It's good. Now, do I prefer a thinner crust? Yeah. But, you know, when I was in Chicago, I ate something. You know what? It was good.
You know what they pass outside of the Midwest, what they pass off as deep dish pizza is just... like 4 inches of bread and the same amount of toppings. That's the worst stuff ever.
That is the actual worst. That soggy, like soaked in oil and butter and all that bread, and it's just so gross.
Cooked in it's awful. A true Chicago-style pizza is a thin crust on the bottom, stacked like full of stuff,
yes.
And then another crust,
yes.
And then you some toppings on top of that.
Yes.
Bake it up. One piece is all you need. One piece is like eating half a pie. Normally.
We went to a place, we were in Chicago a couple years ago, and we had a dinner reservation, and it was like middle afternoon, and I was like, how about we split a piece? I know we're hungry right now, because we just waited like 2 hours in line to go to the top of the building or all that, but like, how about we just split one? And by the end of it, we were like, yeah, if we'd have each gotten one, we'd have felt obligated to eat it, because we were in a hotel, didn't want to take it back. And then we'd have hated dinner. We'd have just got appetizers. Miserable. It's a great place for going to dinner. So
yeah, you'd have been miserable. You'd have been miserable. Man, I am so ready for Midtown Kitchen right now.
This hour is brought to you by Dave and Barron being hungry and talking about food.
I am so hungry right now. Mike.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
how are you guys
Mike?
Doing?
Doing well.
Better
now that you've called.
Sorry. We're 5 minutes out, so good morning. First off, I was going to tell you, good to meet you, Barron. Thanks for showing up with Christy for the remote show that you guys did at the Dodge dealership. We appreciate you guys coming out there. And you made a believer out of me. I listen to you every day, bragging on them. Last night, me and my girlfriend moved into our new apartment, and we chose Midtown Pizza, and it was awesome.
It's right. Amazing.
Man, that meatball pizza makes you really do want to slap your mama.
Ooh, that's the best.
Stuff, yep. But anyway, you guys have a great day. Figured I'd call you and tell you you made a believer out of me. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Mike. Bud, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Buddy.
I'm loving the chili conversation.
I want to call you Buddy instead of Bud.
Go right on ahead. Keep on losing weight. Call me Bud Light. noodles is unique in chili. I will have to say I have to try that.
Well, try but it. It really adds something.
You can go to the store. You can get that Cincinnati chili, whatever the brand is of the place.
Skyline.
Yeah, you can get that at the store. You can make your own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can get a can or the frozen Skyline's even better. And then just make up some angel hair pasta or some thin spaghetti pasta, put it on a plate, throw the chili on top of it, heat it up already, a little raw onion and some cheese, and you're going to be eating like a king.
Wow. Can I say this? You actually left off the single most important ingredient if you're going to sit down and eat a bowl of chili.
What's that?
And that is cornbread. Have you ever cooked cornbread? Take a cast iron skillet. And you wipe the inside with lard or shortening or whatever. You mix your ingredients up, put whole corn in that skillet.
Yeah.
And then you cook it on the stove top. And that allows the bottom to get really, I don't want to say hard, but a stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get the bubbles going, and then you put it in the oven to cook for maybe 45 minutes. And then, oh, my God. You cannot eat chili unless you have some good old southern cornbread.
Well, I'll make a note of it. I'll make a note.
I'll send you the recipe, guys.
Thank you, bud. That sounds like a good idea. Guys, we're out of time. I would love to take another phone call.
Tune in tomorrow in 21 hours for more talk about chili.
I'll talk about chili all day. Listen, not going on the list.
I would say, we might even do a full chili show.
I will cook chili. We'll get a hot plate
today. That's right. We will cook chili on air.
I will cook chili on air.
Make everybody jealous.
I'll be slicing steak. Dave will be in there washing beans because he loves kidney beans.
Yeah, that's my jam.
This studio will smell so good after Dave and Barron get done making chili. And we go easy on the cinnamon and allspice if that's not your jam.
Again, see, I'm one of those people that like, yeah, sure, just do it all. From Irish stout chili to Southwest to whatever. Whatever you want, just call it chili and we'll eat it.
Throw a can of Guinness in there.
Yes.
Amen. Guys, it's noonish. We'll be back.
See you tomorrow.